This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. For its premiere season, the Orchestra of Discovery, Albuquerque's newest musical organization, is presenting three Tuesday night discovery concerts designed to engage audiences through music and presentations. The second discovery concert is February 25th at Albuquerque's First United Methodist Church. With us this morning is the artistic director of the Orchestra of Discovery. For 14 years, the head of the Chamber Orchestra of Albuquerque, conductor David Oberg. David, first of all, one of the things that you want to do here with this organization is to put the music into a larger context. Is that right?
You've nailed it. I teach liberal arts that has music as its centerpiece. And music, of course, doesn't happen in a vacuum. There are political movements. There are spiritual movements. All these affect composers. So the idea is to present music that has a theme. And for us, by the way, all our concerts have Mahler on it. Now, each concert stands alone as an enjoyable experience. But the idea is to connect all the concerts with Mahler. It's interconnected that way. So you can enjoy the entire season, or you can pick and choose and do one concert and enjoy that as part of this overall structure. And we have a presentation that I host called Twilight Tuesday Extended Arts, where I will go a little more in depth in a liberal arts sense, perhaps give the listener, hopefully, a new perspective on what they will hear after the extended arts presentation. Now, for instance, on this concert, we're playing five songs by Alma Mahler, who is Gustav's wife, a fabulous musician herself. And she either bedded or wedded most of the intelligentsia of Central Europe.
Right.
Before she met Mahler, during Mahler, during their marriage, and afterwards, married Gropius, the architect, Franz Werfel, the author. So, sex sells. We're going to present something about Alma Mahler and something about how this affected Gustav in his spiritual journey.
Why Gustav Mahler? Why did you choose that particular figure to shape the entire season?
Well, Mahler, of course, is a presence, particularly since the 1960s, the resurgence of Mahler. He's part of the standard repertoire now. Of course, with the orchestra size we're doing, we can't do a 100-piece symphony. So we started out with Mahler's very little-known piano quartet, written when he was 15.
Oh, wow.
It's definitely a student work. And this concert, we're doing the Alma songs and the chamber ensemble version of the Fourth Symphony. It was written in premiered in 1901, I believe. 20 years later, Arnold Schoenberg formed a society to perform contemporary music, but because of hyperinflation, they couldn't afford to have a large orchestra, so they had arrangements made of Debussy, Ravel, Gustav Mahler, and any number of other people, so people could hear it. So it is scored for string quintet, three woodwinds, a piano, and two percussionists, and of course the vocal soloist. There's not a note missing, a rhythm missing, nor a harmony missing. It's like holding a crystal up to a light. If you consider the crystal being the Mahler Fourth Symphony, turn the crystal ever so slightly and you'll get a different refraction. That's all. And I think it's no different in a way than Liszt arranging Beethoven symphonies for piano. People couldn't get to concerts, so you arranged it for piano.
Lovely. Conductor David Oberg leads Albuquerque's new Orchestra of Discovery. Its second Twilight Tuesday Discovery concert is February 25th at the First United Methodist Church. It's located on 4th and Lead Southwest. Music starts at 7 with a pre-concert presentation at 6:30. For details, visit orchestraofdiscovery.org. David, so many thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.